Is this on? Well, thanks everybody for coming. I'm having a great old birthday, so I am. And thanks to everybody that's here and made the journey. Mike Denver, Robert Mizell, Jake Carter, T.R. Dallas, all of you. And I know Father Brian Darcy wants to say a few words. Father Brian.
Well, what a lovely occasion it is. Daniel's birthday. What do you say we all have a nice birthday mass, eh?
Father, do you have to do a mass for everything? For
tis no crack without an old mass, Daniel. Blessed is Daniel.
He is great.
For the cake that we are about to receive, we are truly thankful to Daniel.
Blessed be Daniel.
And at the feast of Daniel, a miracle did occur, don't you know? For the water was turned to... Sorry, what are you having there, Daniel?
A slippery nipple.
The water was turned to a slippery nipple. Let us offer each other Daniel's sign of peace.
How are you?
The birthday mass has ended. Go in peace and party hard with Daniel.
Woohoo! Well, thanks, Father, for the mass there.
No problem at all, Daniel. There's a little present for myself there.
Oh, great. Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, a B&B voucher. Just what I've been looking for.
I knew you'd enjoy it. I knew you'd enjoy the old B&B.
Thanks, Father.
Listen, Jake Carter's absolutely bullin' to have a word with you. Come on over, Jake. Yeah. Come on over. Don't be shy, Jake. Come on.
Daniel, I'm absolutely over the moon, dear, to be at this party. There's a little envelope with a token of me appreciation.
Thanks a million, Jake.
If I may be so bold, Daniel,
what,
to ask you something.
What? Go on.
Me brother Nathan's still outside, as you know. Is there any chance he can come in to pay tribute?
Sure, we'll give him another half an hour out there, Jake. Sure, the rain isn't too bad.
No problem at all. Daniel, say the word. Thy will be done.
Isn't Jake lovely all the... Listen, Daniel, there's a couple of fans that want to say a word to you.
Father, I've no time to be talking to owl ones tonight.
Okay? No, Daniel, these are different.
No, I just want to get loaded and chill out.
These are real hardcore fans, Daniel. Dave from Dublin, and Mick Lynch from Leash.
Well, hello there, lads. How are you?
Well, hello, Daniel. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Daniel. Respect, brother.
Well, fair play to the both of you for setting up the tent out in the field there and waiting.
You've got an incredible body of work.
Yeah, I studied the whole anthology, the early King Cashla sessions.
Anthology? What are you talking about?
Don't forget to remember me. That was an amazing composition. Was that recorded in Berlin, do you mind me asking?
No, Ballybofey.
It's very sparse.
Huh?
I picked up the bootleg copy in Amsterdam in 92.
And when I first heard the remix of Put the Kettle On, it nearly blew me mind.
What remix? What are you on about?
Is it true about the sessions for Our House is Home?
Huh?
You know, the amount of drinking.
Oh, well, there was a fair amount of tea, all right. Listen, are you sure you're my fans, lads?
Well, Dave and Mick, it's great that you could meet Daniel. All right, lads, get back to the tent now.
Daniel?
Jake, what do you want?
Nathan, he's just wondering.
Give him another 20 minutes.
He's absolutely soaking.
Right, well, whatever. What the flip is that?
But you know what? To me, that's the unmistakable sound of a low-flying jet.
What the flip would a jet be doing up in Kincash? Jesus, it's President...
Yes, indeed. I was just popping down to the spa in Castleknock to get the papers. And I noticed it was your birthday, Daniel. So here I am.
Well, thank you so much, Michael
D. No problem.
Michael D, we're just about to cut the cake.
Oh, great.
Daniel, there's someone very special for you to meet inside this cake.
Oh, Jesus, not Lester from Toxic Dump.
Toxic Dump are gigging in Scunthorpe tonight, but it's even better.
Fran from Infested Graveyard.
No, he's dead, unfortunately. Even better.
It's not Scroat.
Who's Scroat?
From Cradle of Filth.
No, it's even better than that, even bigger. Wheel in the cake, everybody. Now, out you come. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Dermot Bannon, not this.
You know, I love it what you've done with these curtains.
Take your fucking hands off my curtains, Bannon, you little.
I'm not so sure about the skylight, though. I think we could do a little bit of work on the skylight if we put our heads together. Now, the budget might be a bit off kilter, but anyway.
Off, Bannon.